Red Rover.
How you put it?
Two lines.
Yeah.
Separated where you, each line holds hands and you run across and try to break through. You call somebody's name and they have to try to break through your line.
Is there a specific call for that? A specific way you have to call a person?
Red Rover, let somebody come over.
Okay.
And then they have to try this. Oh, and ring around the rosy.
How do you play that?
Where everybody gets in a circle and you go around and then you all fall down for some reason. I guess everyone gets dizzy.
I remember that. I had forgotten all that and somebody earlier today reminded me that.
And I don't know, we used to play kickball as a form of soccer. It's like baseball, except you kick a ball and you run bases.
Same rules as baseball?
I think they were about the same.
What kind of a ball?
A soccer ball.
I think that thing is coming for your house.
Is it going to mess up the tape too badly?
And you're trying to tell me about kickball. Is that what you call it?
I think I finished.
Oh, okay. Did I ask you what kind of ball?
Yeah, a soccer ball.
Oh, you tell me already. That's right. Okay. Did y'all play soccer when you were a child?
Not. This was our form of soccer.
Yeah.
We didn't play real soccer.
Yeah. What else did you play?
Oh, softball, which is very common.
Yeah. Did you ever play hide?
Hide and go seek, yes.
Okay. How did y'all play? There are a bunch of different ways to play.
We just took turns hiding and counting, and I don't know, we counted to 100, I guess.
What, did one person count, or?
One person counted, and one person hid.
Did only two people play at a time?
Oh, well, I mean, there could be, but only one person counted, I guess.
What'd you call that person? Did that person have a name? Or title? Or?
Not that I remember.
Okay. And then what happened?
And then whoever was found first had to count the next time, I guess, and go find somebody else.
Okay.
It was very simple.
Okay. Let's see. Do you have any other forms of hiding games like that?
No.
Did you ever play anything called Murder in the Dark?
No.
How about Sardines?
No.
I remember some game called Sardines. I don't remember the rules or anything, but there was some deal where it was dark, you know, you'd go hide under, everybody would sneak into the room and hide under furniture, and then you had to look for other people. Anyway, somehow it would end up with everybody packed under one desk or one table or something. You'd have like 10 people playing.
No, never played that.
Let's see. Did you play any other line games, like with everybody in a line holding hands? What about some other circle games? You mentioned Ring Around the Rosie. There's some others?
There's one, but I don't remember how it went. Or the name of it. It had something to do with everybody in a circle and then one person going around the circle. But I don't remember the name of it.
With a handkerchief or something?
Drop the handkerchief. Right. Thank you. Drop the handkerchief. And if you got the handkerchief dropped in back of you, then you had to break out of the circle and run around and try to catch this other person who had dropped the handkerchief behind you, I think. Is that the way it worked?
That sounds familiar.
That's all I remember. We played Drop the Handkerchief.
I always liked that one. That was a good one. Did you play marbles?
No.